Blog Talk Radio.
Like to thank you all for coming back out. This is Babylon Saga. I go by the name of Ye. That's Yahweh Supreme, in case you didn't know. I'd like to take you through the experience of my office. You know, Babylon is like that land that we're going to leave one day. Some of us going to get promoted. Some going to be fired. Everybody going to be happy. Come on, go.
Well, let me reintroduce you to this lion straight from Judah. One of the 12 tribes, all gather, all rise as we gather around the water coolers as we discuss our exodus and all the things that Egypt's still doing to us. And Jacob still say it's the land of the beautiful. Been here over 20 years, no knowledge for me to grow. This harsh fools, the kids crying. And every time I look in the paper, all I see is Babylon keeps on downsizing. Man, I found a new gig, new strategy. Sure to have all my co-workers getting mad at me. Found wisdom, knowledge, and integrity. Try to get my people out, but all they do is laugh at me. They just little lamb getting led to the slaughter while the wicked stay hungry, stay placing their orders. Gotta leave the job before it sets on fire, cause we got we quiet and be my desire. So my hat, my clothes, my dough, they know, but so see.
They don't really know about it.
New cars, new frames, no doubt. Her watch and chain, but
they don't really know about it.
New employer, 2 week notice out on Mangamora. It's the land of idolatry, wickedness and queers. In 2 weeks, you notice that I ain't here. They try to convince me and say that the job gets better, whatever. My king provides for me through any endeavors. I took my stony heart and exchanged it for meekness. So everybody try to take one kindness for weakness. They feel convoying, saying you ain't gonna do that. Give him a couple months and he'll be right back. But I don't argue with no fool, keep my demeanor strictly cool. Maybe you'll understand. And if you just follow by the rules, it's subordination, the reason you stuck in the same station. So praise the mighty Yah, watch your wicked star decaying. But it's coming from me, so you know they gon' ignore it. It doesn't matter what day, they'll meet my applause. Because my hat, my clothes, my dough, they know, but so see.
They don't really know about Yah.
New cars, new frames, no belt, her watch and chain, but
they don't really know.
Praise the mighty Yah, giving all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is there is, by saying hallelujah. Again, we're bringing you another beautiful program of nothing but the truth. My name is Moray Yeshaya ben Yisrael, out of the house of Israel, bringing you nothing but the truth. And it is true that all you're going to get is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. But if for some strange reason, things that are not telling you the truth, give me a call and we will discuss it. 919-931-6216. And we will discuss these matters. that we might have a difference in. How can two walk together lest they be agreed? So let us talk. Let us break bread with one another. Before we get into our program tonight, I want to first greet my beautiful brothers and sisters, shalom, those that's listening by the way of internet, and those that are listening by the way of Blog Talk. I know the only reason you're listening and tuning in, it is because of your fear of the Most High. So truly, you can be doing anything your heart desire at this time, have desire to hear the word of Yah. I recall my teacher, Moray Elisha, and the programs that he will have. And I wouldn't miss no programs. I missed a few, but I eagerly waited every week to hear Moray Elisha teach, because I knew in bringing forth the word of Yah, the unadulterated word of Yah. And there wasn't a time that he brought forth this word that I did not learn from. And so I eagerly waited every week that I could hear him. Of course, I traveled all over the country with him to hear him speak and to learn the knowledge that the Creator had blessed him with. And many of those things I share with you, and many of the things that I share with you, I got directly from the Most High. So it is understandable why some of the same various people I see every week. And I praise Yah for you. Again, before we get into our program, I want to encourage everyone to make their reservations for our upcoming conference, which will be held in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, July the 28th, 29th, 30th, and 31st. Please call your friends. Send messages on Facebook, Twitter, and all the other programs that you are a part of. Invite some of your teachers. Ask them what they be in the great matter that we will be discussing, and that is the covenant of marriage. Did not Israel have standards? Yah has a standard. And should not we all be going by the same thing? And should not we find out what that standard is? Well, this is what we will be doing in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. We will be discussing the covenant of marriage. And we will undoubtedly show, and not just show, but actually demonstrate Yah thoughts, Yahweh's on marriage and how Israelites should conduct marriage. And this is what we're going to do. But we know Yah has standards. But do we? Again, if you have any questions or comments on any of the concerning our upcoming conference, you know, next month, and you still have time to make reservations, there are rooms still available. Give me a call, 919-931-6216. if we cannot get our households in order, and that begins with marriage, then how can we get anything else in order where it begins? And this is what we plan to do, and this is what we are going to do. So call all your friends and people and family and let them know to be in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. If you have desires to get married, give me a call. If you plan to be married, give me a call. If you just want counseling, you and your spouse, or you and someone that might be planning to get married, give me a call. And if you just want marriage counseling so you can know who and how to approach marriage, give me a call. 919-931-6216. As stated before, we will be performing ceremony. We will be counseling. We will be renewing some vows. Well, there are a lot of things that we have planned to do. So what do we have in store for you tonight, this evening? Well, another program in the book of Isaiah, the 11th chapter. And this is what it says in the book of Isaiah, the 11th chapter. Let me get there. In the book of Isaiah, the 11th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the very first verse. This is, "And there forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the spirit of Yah shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of Yah. And shall make him of quick understanding and the fear of Yah, and he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove to the hearing of his ears. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with the equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked." So the Almighty, undoubtedly, when he returns to establish his kingdom on earth, he will send an individual, prize, seven different spirits. Now, I think I shared this with everyone once before. And, of course, it lets you know who this individual is, so it won't be no debate, no strife, no confusion, even though that's what a lot of people deal with. But if they go by the scripture, it's going to be from the stem of Jesse. And who is this stem that the scriptures speak of? All over the scriptures, it lets you know who this is. And this is David, King David. And we're not going to talk about King David this evening, but I wanted you to see these seven different spirits that he will have. And we're going to talk about all seven spirits, because only if you knew, only if you had the knowledge, only if you really understood what the Creator is sharing with us, then you will understand how valuable and how rich you really are. Knowledge and show you how if you employ these things as Yah has, show you what you're able to do. The first spirit that we're going to speak about is not that this is the first spirit that was mentioned or I would consider number one, but it is a spirit that is essential in your life. And oftentimes when certain things can't get done, you can look right back at this spirit called the spirit of understanding. And why is this spirit so important? Well, let me show you something about this spirit. You'll find the spirit, something about this spirit, written in the book of Proverbs, the third chapter. And then you begin to see why certain things just don't get done, whether it's in your house, whether it's in your marriage, whether it's in your family, whether it's in your congregation, whether it is in your city. Then you're going to understand why now. For in the book of Proverbs, the third chapter, this is what it says in the 19th verse. It says, Yah by wisdom have founded the earth. By understanding have he established the heavens. And what most people don't understand is the spirit of understanding. The spirit of understanding, Yah himself employed, used, and called upon when he wanted to establish something. And it's real good because who don't want to establish things? To establish things means it's established, it's done, it's completed. You want to go by because it is established. So who don't want to be established? Well, when Almighty wanted to establish something, this is the spirit that he used. And if Yah employed this spirit and used this spirit, what think we should do with it? In other words, anytime we go to seek something, should not it be understanding? Especially since we desire to establish things in our life. And there's a lot of things we can learn in attempting to garner, trying to get understanding. What we're trying to do is make money. What we're trying to do is debate and have strife. What we're trying to do is look out for self. Well, if you really want money, if you really want anything in your life that's worth having, you want to get understanding. And I'll show you why this spirit is different from other spirits. But before I show you that, and then I'm going to also show you how you can get this spirit. But because this spirit is attainable, you can receive the spirit, but how do you get it? in the book of Proverbs 24, and what are we just talking about? One of the seven spirits that Yah made, chosen, and created to establish things. And if this spirit is part of you, would not you be able to establish something? Look what it says in the book of Proverbs, the 24th chapter. It says in the third verse, through wisdom is an house built, and by understanding it is established. So anybody can build a house. All you need is wisdom. But how can a house be established? Well, you have to have understanding. And how do you know a house is established? Well, a house is established when it's here today, and then you can expect it to be here tomorrow. Tell when a house is not established. A house is not established when they come and go. It's not established when you always haven't changed. It's not established when nothing can get done in it. Nothing good. It's always troubles. No, understanding establish. And house. And you might ask yourself, well, if this is true, then let us look at myself. Let us look at my house. Let me look at my congregation. Let me look at my city. Let me look at Israel. Well, it's easy to look at all these things to determine whether understanding is present. In the book of Proverbs, the 8th chapter, watch what this says about understanding. Proverbs, the 8th chapter. It says in the book of Proverbs, the 8th chapter, and I'm going to start reading at the 8th verse. Yes, the 8th verse, and this is what it says. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing forward or perverse in them. And watch this 9th verse. They are all plain to him that understandeth, and right to them that find knowledge. See, once a person has understanding, things that you all discuss, many of the things that you're wrestling on, many of the things that you're debating on and strifing about, they'd be non-existent if you had understanding, because according to understanding, all the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There's nothing forward or perverse in them. And they, what? The words are all plain to him that understandeth. And they will be plain to you. They won't be hard at all. Look at Proverbs 14 so you can further understand what I'm conveying to you. Because we're talking about understanding. Yes, you can build a lot of things, but what you're building, will it be established? And if it is established, you can rest assured there's some understanding present. In the book of Proverbs 14, this is what it says. In the sixth verse, it says, a scorner seeketh wisdom and findeth it not, but knowledge is easy unto him that understandeth. And a lot of times I talk to a lot of people across the country, and a lot of things they wrestle with is just lack understanding. Things that are really easy become difficult. Things that should be plain are complicated. And again, how do you get this understanding? How do you make this understanding part of you? Since this understanding is a spirit, and just like all spirits, they can come and go. This spirit, you can get. It can be a part of you. Sometimes we just employ it when we try to understand the Creator's word. But then, as soon as we not dealing with the Creator's word, and we just dealing with our everyday life, instead of us employing the same understanding, this same spirit, what we would do is exactly what the Creator tell us not to do. The Creator tell us to trust in Yah with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding. And this is exactly what we do. Soon as we close the book, we don't employ that same spirit in which we're trying to search the Creator's word. And oftentimes we don't even employ the spirit then, because we think we're smart enough to understand things. Since we can read, since we can write, we think we can understand, not realizing there was a spirit that brought these words together that we're reading. And there is a spirit that take one to understand these words that was brought by a spirit. And this is why there's still a lot of division, because of this lack, void of understanding. But how do we get it? One way you get it is in the book of Proverbs, the 28th chapter. And this is what it says. And the fifth verse. Evil men understand not judgment, but they that seek Yah understand all things. If we really want to understand our way, if we really want to understand how to do things together, how to overcome obstacles, how to overcome division, how to overcome war so that we can have peace with one another, then all we have to do is seek Yah on the matter. These are things that it takes divine intervention. And what is more divine than the spirit of understanding? And as I stated before, we're going to talk about all seven spirits. I just wanted to deal with this one first, because at the end of the day, if you want something established,
I don't care what it is. Whether your hands being blessed, whether you're on a job, whether you're trying to have something together with your brothers and sisters, a congregation, a community, marriage, family, you got to have understanding. Another way you can use the same spirit, employ the same spirit that Yah himself used to establish things. Because the Almighty said he established the heavens by understanding. That's the same spirit he used. Which means this is the same spirit you and I can use to establish things on earth. We're not yearning for it. We're not working for it. We're not attracting it to us. We're running it away. In the book of Psalms 111, this is what it says. Start reading at the 10th verse. The fear of Yah is the beginning of wisdom. And watch the latter part. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endure forever. See, you'll have a good understanding if you do his commandments. And what is his commandments? Commandments to gather yourselves together. Yea, gather yourselves together, O nation, not desired. Is not his commandments to love thy neighbor as thyself and do not suffer sin upon thy neighbor? Or rebuke thy neighbor and suffer not sin upon him. Isn't his commandments, thou shalt not hate thy brother in thy heart? Isn't his commandments, thou shalt not go up and down as a talebearer among thy people? Thou shalt not deceive, defraud, or lie one to another? These are all the things that should be very easy to do. And if you're doing these things, should not you have understanding? Did not the scriptures say this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of all the nations? By doing these things is a spirit. And if you want anything established, especially your house, this is what you must have. Whether that is, and let me say this, sometimes we get flack for calling ourselves the house of Israel. And let me tell you something. All of us are the house of Israel. This is what Yah called us, the house of Israel. He never called us the original house of Israel. He never called us the this house of Israel, that. We are the house of Israel. Now, we might denote certain things, like the house of Israel or Cincinnati, was just letting the people know that we're in Cincinnati. That's it. That's all that's letting the people know. But the main thing we're letting them know is that we are the house of Israel, no matter where we are. So we don't have no slick wives, congregational names. We're just the house of Israel. I just wanted to make that point. In other words, we didn't come up with no name for ourselves. The Almighty named us, and that's what we're rolling with. With that said, let me show you something that I found real dynamic in my eyes. May not be your in yours, but it is in mine. In the book of 1 Samuel, the 25th, and this is what it says in the book of 1 Samuel, the 25th chapter. And I'll start reading at the very first verse. And it says, "And Samuel died, and all the Israelites were gathered together and lamented him. They buried him in his house at Ramah. And David arose and went down to the wilderness of Paran. And there was a man in Mahon whose possessions were in Carmel. And the man was very great. And he had 3,000 sheep, 1,000 goats, and he was shearing his sheep in Carmel. Now the name of the man was Nabal, and the name of his wife, Abigail." And watch what it says about this woman, Abigail. It says she was a woman of good understanding and of a beautiful countenance. But the man was churlish, which he was real mean and evil in his doing. And he was of the house of Caleb. Now, why did the scriptures make a point to let us know that this woman who was married to this man, Nabal, she was a woman of good understanding? And not only she was a woman of good understanding, she was a beautiful woman. Did not we just read, "A good understanding have all they that do his commandments"? Did not we just read that Yah established the heavens with understanding? And did not we read that they that seek Yah, evil men understand not judgment, but they that seek Yah understand all things? In other words, out of all the women that I read about in the scriptures, even though there were many women that had good understanding, but this was the only woman that I read that actually noted and specifically said she had good understanding. And that's profound to me. Which let you know how valuable this woman is. And it not only should let you know that, it should also let you know spirits don't discriminate. Whether you're a man or whether you're a woman, this spirit can be a part of you. And undoubtedly utilize this spirit. As a matter of fact, according to the scriptures, it says understanding says wisdom is the fear of Yah, and understanding is to depart from evil. And so this woman was able to establish things in righteousness. Why? Because she had a good understanding. And anytime you want to establish anything, especially righteousness, things that one must employ. Another person that I read, and it's not surprising that I read this about them, and you'll read it in the book of 1 Kings. Turn there. 1 Kings, the 3rd chapter. Things began to make sense to me. In the book of 1 Kings, the 3rd chapter, and of course, this woman named Abigail saved David's life. According to David, he said through her, it stopped him from doing evil. And the evil that he had purposed in his heart is to avenge himself of his anger that he had against her husband. And David purposed in his heart to kill everybody. And of course, David said the Almighty had saved him that day. But he saved him through this woman of good understanding. So, sisters, don't think cannot be great, because you can. But if you have good understanding, your understanding will teach you how to establish righteousness. It won't teach you and show you how to debate your cause. That's when you lean to your own understanding. And when you do that, nothing is established. The difference. When you have the spirit of understanding, you establish things. When you don't have the spirit of understanding, and you lean into your own understanding, nothing is established. This is what it says, starting at the very first verse. Well, for the sake of time, let me just start at the 9th verse. Just want to get right to it. It says, we're going to start at 5th verse. 1 Kings, the 3rd chapter, the 5th verse. And this is what it says. In Gibeon, Yah appeared to Solomon in a dream by night. And Elohim said, ask what I shall give thee. And Solomon said, thou hast showed unto thy servant David, my servant, great mercy, according as he walked before thee in truth, and in righteousness, and in uprightness of heart with thee. And thou hast kept for him this great kindness, that thou hast given him a son to sit on his throne as it is this day. And now, O Yah, my Elohim, thou hast made thy servant king instead of David, and I am but a little child, and I know not how to go out or come in. A lot of people don't know Solomon was a young man, real young, not even a man when he became king. And thy servant is in the midst of thy people, which thou hast chosen, a great people that cannot be numbered, nor count it for multitude. Even Solomon, as a little child, he knew that the Creator had chose a great people. But when our people talk about our people, they talk about how stiff-necked and how hard-hearted they are and how rebellious they are. They don't talk about how great our people really are. But let's read. It says in the 9th verse, "Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this thy so great a people? And the speech please Yah," that Solomon had asked this thing. "And Elohim said unto him, because thou hast asked this thing, and hast not asked for thyself long life, neither hast asked riches for thyself, nor hast asked the life of thy enemies, but hast asked for thyself understanding to discern judgment, behold, I have done according to thy word. Lo, I have given thee a wise and an understanding heart, so that there was none like thee before thee, neither after thee shall any arise like unto thee. And I have also given thee that which thou hast not asked, both riches and honor, so that there shall not be any among the kings like unto thee all thy days. And if thou wilt walk in my way, keep my statutes and my commandments, as thy father David did walk, then I will lengthen thy days." This is all through understanding. And it is understandable why Yah gave him understanding. I can also understand why Solomon asked for it, even as a child, because he knew what I know today, and that is nothing can be established without understanding. And what did Solomon do? Solomon built the house of Yah. Solomon built the house that was built for the name of Yah. And everything in that house, and every order in that house, and everything that emanated from that house had to be established. And how else can you establish anything without this understanding? You must have understanding. Surely we can build a house because that takes wisdom. Establish it, we have to have understanding. And this, we must employ, we must seek after, we must get it, we must yearn for it. And when you have it, you know you have it, because then will you be able to establish things. And I'm going to show you certain things that you'll be able to establish. Well, watch this in the book of 1 Kings, the 4th chapter. And I'm going to start reading at the 29th verse, 1 Kings 4 and 29. This is what it says. "And Elohim gave Solomon wisdom and understanding exceeding much largeness of heart, even as the sand that is on the seashore. And Solomon's wisdom excelled the wisdom of the children of the East Country. And you might ask yourself, who are the children of the East Country? Well, all you got to do is look at the sons of Abraham from his concubines. And then you will know who these people were on the East Country. And all the wisdom of Egypt. For he was wiser than all the men, than Etan, the Ezraite, and Heman, and Kokol, and Dadah, the sons of Mahol. And his fame was in all nations round about. And he spake 3,000 proverbs, which many we have in this book. And his songs were 1,005. In other words, if we want to understand this, all we have to do is study the Creator's word. Seek ye out of the book of Yah, because this understanding, this spirit, is garnered in this word. And this is where you're going to find his word. And he spake of trees. From the cedar tree that is in Lebanon, even unto the hyssop that springeth out of the wall. He spake also of beasts, and of fowl, and of creeping things, and of fishes. And they came of all people to hear the wisdom of Solomon, from all the kings of earth, which he had heard from his wisdom. Again, highlighting the fact that Yah was not going to use anyone else to establish his house, a man of understanding. And I want you to see one of the signs to let you know whether you have understanding or not. Because a lot of people only think they have understanding. Told you what understanding is. Look what the scriptures say about understanding. In the book of Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter, we're going to read in the book of Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter, King verse, Jeremiah 23:18, and this is what it says. For who have stood in the counsel of Yah, and perceived and heard his word? Who have marked his word and heard it? Behold, a whirlwind of Yah is gone forth in fury. Even a grievous whirlwind, it shall fall grievously upon the head of the wicked. The anger of Yah shall not return until he have executed, till he have performed the thoughts of his heart. In the latter days ye shall consider it perfectly. I have not sent these prophets, yet they ran. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesied. But if they had stood in my counsel and had caused my people to hear my words, then they should have turned them from their evil way and from the evil of their doings. Am I Elohim at hand, said Yah, and not an Elohim afar off? In other words, truly, if you had a word of Yah, truly, if understanding resides with you, then not you have turned the people from their evil way and the evil of their doing. In other words, you should have a record of people turning to righteousness. Well, this is one of the signs of understanding. Did it not say the fear of Yah is wisdom? And to depart from evil is understanding? Yeah, you should be employing. You should have records of people doing the right thing. Because this is what understanding will do. Again, if you want to join us in our conversation, give us a call. And that number is 347-838-8963. And press the number 1 or your on your phone. And I will come right to you. Also, if you want to join us on internet, text me, 919-931-6216. And what are we discussing? We're discussing the spirit of understanding. If you want to establish something, this spirit is essential. But there's 6 other spirits that we're going to discuss because they are vitally important also. But I wanted to talk about this one first because this spirit is one to establish things for longevity. And this is what we need as a people. So it's not surprising that certain individuals are noted and pointed out in this establishment. Just imagine what Jacob had to have. Here's Jacob. Just one man. This one man had 12 sons by 4 different women. And his family, what did they establish? What did they have to do? Well, they established 12 different tribes. And out of the 12 tribes came one nation of people. And out of this one nation of people came one king. And not only one king, but one priest out of one family. With one law. And with one Elohim. All established through understanding. And let me go right to some of my callers. Got one here. My beautiful brother. In the 919 area code. Shalom, shalom.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, praise Almighty Yah. This is my beautiful brother, Elijah. Shalom, shalom.
There,
how you doing,
you
my
go.
Brother? One of our
man,
young
warriors. Yes, sir, yes, sir. First and foremost, giving all the glory, all the honor, all the praises to the Holy One of Israel, yeah, by saying hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the mighty Yahweh.
Praise
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yah.
How you doing?
I'm doing excellent. I'm doing excellent, my beloved brother. Doing excellent.
Yes,
How
sir.
You
yes,
doing,
sir.
My beloved brother?
Man, I'm doing well, man. I'm doing well. I praise the mighty Yahweh. And I'm calling to first just to give the praise to the mighty Yah and let you know I'm honored to even be on this show right now, because I know our people are suffering from a deep sleep according to the curses that has befallen our people through our disobedience, our fathers, and we bearing the iniquities, fathers. And I praise the mighty Yah of the topic that you're speaking about today or tonight, as far as understanding is concerned, because like the scriptures say, every man whatsoever is wise in his own eyes. So therefore, what is the understanding? Who is the wise man that can understand this? Well, my revelation, my thoughts are, is this. Yahweh said, put away from you the pointing of the finger and speaking vanity. Because from the crown of the head to the sole of the foot, we are sick. There's no one out here that has not been affected through the curses of the Most High Yah. And right now we need to display our meekness and our righteousness, because surely we all have sinned against the Holy One of Israel. There's no big I's and little U's. We should be remorseful. We should be seeking peace. As the scriptures say, peace and righteousness, they kiss. Mercy and truth have met together. And that's where we need to display. Sure, there's many different thoughts, differences concerning the scriptures, but that which Yahweh has made crooked, he will straighten out. Elohim will handle his business. So all we have to do is just keep walking this walk, doing what we have been doing, and showing, as I listened to you last week, you were speaking about love, and not only love, but respect. There's a lack of respect amongst us because we don't respect ourselves. And it's time to first respect the Most High, walk in his ways and love him, that we may respect ourselves and walk uprightly in an outstanding way. And then we can embrace that love with each other. But I just wanted to be few with that. You know, I just wanted to be a first time. This is my first time calling in, and it's an honor. And I thank the Almighty Yahweh that you doing your duties. I pray it increases you in wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And on the behalf, because I just moved down here to Atlanta, and on the behalf of House of Israel of Atlanta, with me and Maury Elkanai, we share our respect and our love, and we pray that you and your congregation be blessed and increase. You know what I mean? So hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And I appreciate those words. You don't know how much those words mean to me. And I appreciate you chiming in and sharing these words with me. And everything that you said, my beloved brother, is not just the truth, but it is the whole truth and nothing but the truth. And I really appreciate it. And I just want to highlight a couple things that you pointed out.
Okay.
Because you pointed out something real beautiful to me, which lets me know understanding is present as we speak. Because not only we will see understanding in our actions, that's where we're really going to see it at, but you can also hear understanding out of our mouth. Because understanding is a well of life to one that has it. If you really want to have life, you got to have understanding, and that's what you were speaking about. In other words, even though there's a lot of division, even though there's a lot of differences, even though we all are affected by these curses that are written in the book of Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, But our unity is in the fact that we all are cursed. We're all in the same boat together. We all in the same condition.
There you go.
There's no big I's and little U's. We all had the same disease. From the sole of our foot to the hair of our head to the crown of our head, we all have the same problem. And if you got the same problem, all we got to do is go to the same doctor, and the same doctor is the one who's going to heal us all. And we know that's the mighty Yah. We know
that's
the Most High. So we don't have to concern ourselves with man. We don't have to concern ourselves with other nations. We don't have to continue on being divided. All we have to do is to seek Yah, because the scriptures say evil men understand not judgment, but they that seek Yah understand all things. And all we have to do is seek the Most High, just like you're saying. And the crooked things, they will be made straight. So, brother,
Hallelujah.
You said a mouthful. I appreciate you. I love you. And may Yah continue to bless you there in Atlanta and continue to bless the house of Israel down there in Atlanta. And let the brothers and sisters know I love them.
And I will. And may Yah bless you as well, Elder Ishaya. And tell the people I said shalom. Tell the people I said shalom. And we're going to see the, and we're going to see, Yahweh willing, him turn back our captivity from before our eyes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise Almighty Yah. And I know praise Almighty Yah. And I know they're listening to you and saying shalom themselves. Praise Almighty Yah. Love that. And we're going right to another one of our callers in the 404 area code. And I think he's in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Shalom, shalom, Moray Yehoshua.
Shalom, shalom, my brother. How you doing?
I'm doing excellent. Praise the mighty Yah.
Praise the mighty Yah. The program is great as usual. And I like the fact that you're sharing with your audience about wisdom. Now, how important that wisdom is also a spirit that the Almighty have to give you. In order for you to get that spirit, you have to have a humble, you got to have a humble mind and spirit for the Almighty to be able to work with you, to give you the jewels and the items in which he wants you to do to serve him. And humility is one of those things you have to strive for. And once you get that humility, then the Almighty can work with you. Then the Almighty can impute these spirits in you so you can walk uprightly. And then more importantly, so you can serve him and also serve the people. You know, I'm reminded in the book of Proverbs that I read quite frequently that I just love, and it's one of my favorite proverbs in the book of Proverbs, the second chapter. If you don't mind me reading it,
I'll go right to it.
It says in the book of Proverbs, the second chapter, it says, "My son, if thou will receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thy ear unto wisdom and apply thy heart to understanding, yea, if thy cries after knowledge and lift up thy voice for understanding." Because too often we read these scriptures and we study these scriptures, but we don't cry out for understanding. We don't apply our hearts to learn the commandments. And it's important that we do these things, because the Almighty wants us to do these things, and these wisdoms that, and these jewels that you share with your audience and you continue to share with them, it's all about service toward him. And see, the Almighty said he wants you to have good understanding and favor with man and him. And you know, the only way you're going to have that is first you have to serve the Almighty. First you have to get low. First you got to realize and recognize you don't have all the answers. You have to realize that there's a higher power. And then you got to love your brother as yourself. And then you got to do it in action. You got to show day in, day out your love toward your brother, your sister, your mother, your father, your uncle, and all those who are part of his family, the house of Israel, that the Almighty wants to come together to be one nation, to serve him in righteousness in Jerusalem as the kings and queens of the earth that he made us to be. And once we start recognizing that and realizing that, then we can stop slandering. Then we can stop talking about one another. Then we can reach our hand out to our brother and lift him up, and he or she lift us up. And then we can walk hand to hand. And I just wanted to share that with your audience because it's beautiful that you share with the people that the Almighty have to impute this wisdom on you. He have to impute this understanding on you. The Almighty have to give it to you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And those are some beautiful words. And I just want to finish reading the chapter that you brought out because it's so beautiful. And you stopped at the fourth verse, and this is what it says. If thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of Yah and find the knowledge of Elohim. For Yah giveth wisdom, and out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. And this is what we have to get. And watch what it says. He layeth sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walketh upright, prayeth to judgment, and preserveth the way of his saints. Then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity, yea, every good way. You've got to have this understanding. And we're going to deal with the spirit of wisdom. But I wanted to deal with this understanding because it is essential for us to establish anything. We've got to have understanding. And I love this particular proverb, the second chapter that you brought out, and I was going to go to it because it just has a lot of meat, and that's what we need. We need protein. Protein help our brains to develop, and this is what we need to help us to develop these birds of protein to help us develop our thinking so that we can learn how to establish things in the earth. We need our marriages established. We need our congregations established. We need our walk established. We need our hands blessed and established. We need a lot of things going on in our communities so that they can be established. Because once we're able to establish things, then the Almighty will establish us. So hallelujah. I appreciate your words. Praise the mighty Yah.
Praise the mighty Yah.
Right to another one of our callers, and I think this is the 832 area code.
He will have. Yes, he will have.
Shalom, shalom. You're on air. Shalom, shalom.
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 Okay.
You're on air. Do you have a comment?
Oh, then you beat her ass.
All right, I don't know if they hit a comment or not. Maybe they just listening in and accidentally hit the number one. But what are we discussing tonight? We are discussing the spirit of understanding. And why the spirit of understanding? Because anytime you want something established, this spirit must be employed. In other words, this is the same spirit that Yah himself used to establish things. And if Yah used it to establish something, then why aren't we using it to establish the things that we must do and the things that we desire? But oftentimes, instead of us trusting in Yah with all our heart, we will lean to our own. And this is something that we don't want to do. We don't want to lean to our own understanding because our understanding turns out bad. Our understanding
don't bring no one together. Our understanding divides, cause division, stir up hatred, the finger. This is what our understanding does. So we must enjoy the spirit of understanding that Yah himself used. If you go to the book of Daniel, now how do you know spirit is part of you? And you employing the spirit. Well, you will depart from evil. You will eschew evil. In other words, instead of you debating, striving with one another, you will seek the peace with one another. Instead of you having hatred and anger resting in your heart, for the scripture says, he that is slow to anger is of good understanding. So instead of you getting angry all the time, instead of you harboring anger against the children of thy people, you will cease from anger. You will forsake wrath. And you will love thy neighbor as you love yourself. This is how you know you are departing from evil. And if you're departing from evil, then it can only mean one thing. You have understanding. Don't think just because you don't eat pork. Don't think just because you don't eat crabs and shrimp. Yes, that is part of understanding. But there's a lot of other things you got to do for this spirit to be a part of you. Look what it says in the book of Daniel, the first chapter. But it is true. If you don't eat these things, that is understanding. And watch what it says. In Daniel, the first chapter, the 20th verse. I want you to see this. Or let me start at the 18th verse. It says, none at the end of the days that the king has said he should bring them in, then the prince of the eunuchs brought them in before Nebuchadnezzar. And the king communed with them. And among them all was found none like Daniel, Ananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Therefore stood they before the king, and in all matters of wisdom and understanding that the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians, astrologers that were in all his reign. Because they had understanding. They were 10 times wiser. See, the thing about understanding, you cannot have understanding without having wisdom. Just by having understanding, wisdom and knowledge also come with it. See, you can have wisdom and no understanding. For the scripture says, get wisdom, but with all thy getting, get understanding. It says wisdom is the principal thing, but with all thy getting, get understanding. Because without that understanding, how can you establish anything that you're doing? And we need a lot of things established. We need to understand that we might have 1, 2, 3, 4, or might have 10 differences. But we got 100 things in common. Well, we flushed the 100 things down the toilet, because of the 10? Is this understanding? No, this is not understanding. Will we destroy our marriages just because we see a couple things different? But the most of the things, the mass majority of things, we see alike. Do we just flush everything down the toilet? Do we allow our congregations to be at odds with one another because of the 1, 2, 3, 10 things that we had different? Or will we employ understanding and establish what Yah made us for, what Yah chose us to do, what Yah even designed us for? And did not He choose us? Did not He design us? Did not He make us for His glory? Yes, He did. So all we have to do is continue working on the 90% that we agree on. And the 10 that we can't agree on, let Yah make the crooked things straight. We must take hold of this spirit of understanding. How can we establish anything without this spirit? Tell you how you please hold to the spirit. We have to flush all the foolishness that is contained within us down the toilet. Stop lying to one another. Stop hating one another. Stop pointing a finger at one another. Stop tailbearing against one another. Actually, let us humble ourselves to one another. Start helping and working together. The only reason we can't get ahead in captivity is not because of the curses. You can even defeat the curses. All you have to do is have understanding. If you employ understanding, these curses will be non-effect at all. As a matter of fact, it was the lack of understanding that put us in a situation that we find ourselves in. The Creator said, only if we had understanding. Last scripture in the book of Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter, show you what this says in the book of Deuteronomy 32. You think you're going to read this in Deuteronomy 32? It says in the 27th and 28th verse, were it not that I feared the wrath of the enemy, lest their adversaries should behave themselves strangely, and lest they should say, our hand is high, and Yah have not done all this, for they are a nation void of counsel, neither is there any understanding in them. That they were wise, that they understood this, that they would consider their latter end. And I want you to consider your latter end, because we end the latter days. And this is not the time to divide and separate. This is the time to humble yourself and to come together. Truly, He already knows our situation. But consider your latter end. For Yah love you, and so do I. Shalom.